In the latest issue of ESPN the magazine, Kenny Mayne goes punch for punch with Sugar Shane Mosley. Here's the stuff that didn't make the mag.
I'm at the shopping mall, and the Santa Claus was not the same Santa Claus as the last 5 or 6 years. We had to tell a big tall tale to our daughters. What would you have said? It's his assistant, and he probably just needed a day off.
Maybe it's his brother.
His brother?
Yeah, it's the brother. And he had to come down.
I blew it. I should have used that. Dang it. Are there things that you've said before fights that end up helping you once the fight takes place? Have you ever gone, wow, the fact that I put that in his head, that really helped me, you know, once I got out there and really had to fight the guy?
Not that, no. I think that just my presence of me in the ring, it probably helps me out a little bit. My reputation helps the fight to be more swayed, more in my favor, I would say.
You have a 1-inch reach advantage on your opponent coming up. Shouldn't you be able just to put your arm out at full length and keep him away the whole time?
Well, I don't know that. Well, I mean, he's a little taller than I am, so I don't know. I think that maybe his height, if my 1-inch reach advantage is going to probably equal out to the same.
Would you like to give away your full strategy? Because he probably is not going to read the third to last page of ESPN, the magazine, before this fight.
I've never gone to a fight with a strategy like that or just one thing to do, because there's so many things you can do in a fight. So, but, I mean, it's obvious what he's going to do. He's going to come right at me, and it's obvious what I'm going to do. I'm going to box and punch a little bit. So there's not really that much that the fans or anybody to be aware of. It's going to be different because I know he's going to come right at me. And I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to punch. I'm going to punch hard and pick the knockout.
Do you like the fact that the fight got moved? Now you're kind of closer to your home base, right?
I mean, I love fighting in Vegas, so I mean, I can never, you know, phase of it. But fighting in Simpson is probably almost as good.
But you should draw. I mean, you draw good support anywhere, but isn't your hometown just right up the road, right, in L.A. County?
Yeah. My hometown is right up the road. His hometown is right up the road. So we're both. It's gonna be close because of the Stip Center.
What's your birthplace?
Linwood, California.
Oh, okay. Do you have a favorite boxing movie?
No, I really don't watch too many movies. Boxing
really?
Movies. Yeah, Muhammad Ali, the Greatest, was a good one. I like that one. It's more realistic. It seems like.
How about the Clint Eastwood movie with, what's her name, Hilary Swank? What, Million Dollar Baby?
No, yeah. Okay. It's pretty good.
How about just your common, you know, go to the AMC theater movies? Do you watch those?
Yeah, like Tombstone, Casino.
Casino was good.
Yeah, movies like that, The Score.
I like The Kingdom, Jamie Lee Foxx. I just saw that on the airplane the other day.
The Kingdom, I mean, I like a lot of the comedy movies. You know, I like a lot of those. I mean, with Jim Carrey and this guy.
When you are in a ring and you're on the attack, and, you know, it's going your way, and the crowd starts going crazy, you know that kind of adrenaline rush, right?
Yeah.
What about when it's the other way, and on those few times where you weren't doing as well, and you're getting hit? And the crowd's doing the same thing. Do you hear it? Do you hear the energy going to the other guy?
Well, you can hear the crowd roar, but you really don't know. Like sometimes, I mean, I got hit with a couple of shots. You hear the crowd roar, and you're like, oh, okay. Well, I must have got hit with a good shot. Sometimes you don't get hit with a good shot. The crowd roars, and you're like, did I get hit with a good shot? You ask yourself, did I really get hit with something or did I hit him? So you really don't know. You got to be careful with that. Even when I hit the guy with a good shot, well, I think I just hit with a normal shot, and the crowd roars, rah, and I'm like, well, I can't just go rushing in because he might hit me with a good shot, and I might be on the floor because I don't know if I hit him hard enough yet. But the crowd might think it, but it might not be true.
does Mr. Merchant, Larry Merchant, does he ever get on your case after a fight and just start talking for like 2 minutes straight?
He only did a couple of times. Larry Merchant likes me, so he only got on my case a couple of times after fighting the guy that he really didn't want me to fight. I knocked him out. But he got on my case a little bit. But after that, that was about it.
He just seems right for boxing. Like, he's just part of it, you know. Without him there, it doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I mean, he comes up with all kinds of different things that he might say. He'll say anything will come out of his mouth. And, I think so. I mean, all three of the characters, I mean, him, Jim Lampley, Larry Merchant, Jim Lampley, and, you know, either one of the fighters that they might pull out of the hat, you know, George Foreman, Lennox Lewis, or at the time it was Roy Jones.
Yeah. When you brought up Roy Jones, everybody always talked about the pound for pound being the best fighter in the world. Is that a title all boxers really want to have beyond whatever it is they're fighting for in their division?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, being recognized, probably on the best from the people. You know, people speak out and say, this fighter's the best, that fighter's the best in any weight class. And that has to be a big deal to be considered pound for pound. The best.
If two fighters were considered to be almost equal for being the best pound for pound fighter, do you think both of them would not eat that day and try to lose a pound and be the best pound for pound guy?
Well, that was like one time with me and Roy Jones, where we were both considered being pound for pound the best. You know, and, I think Roy had lost, and I had the Oscar or something, and I had shot the pound for pound the best, but. I mean, there's no best fighter ever because every fighter had their day. So, I mean, sometimes you're good, sometimes you're not. I mean, there's a lot of great fighters, but I don't know if there's anyone that's the best, out of any fighter, especially in this era.
Isn't the other greatest blessing as a fighter is to have Muhammad Ali recognize you, to have him say something in your favor?
That would be pretty good. I mean, and I've met Muhammad Ali so many times. So, I mean, a lot of guys that never met him. I mean, I've met him growing up as a kid, and, you know, I know the family real good and stuff like that. But, yeah, it would be a great accomplishment for him to say something good. Yeah.
And last question, going way back. Were you a guy who got into fights at school? Like, is that the sign of a guy who's going to be a boxer, is the kid who keeps getting sent to the principal?
No, not necessarily. But I did get into fights in elementary, but not because I was just so dominant, I guess. But, no, that doesn't tell if you're going to be a fighter or not.
So yours was more of a professional fighting thing, not some kid who's, you know, running around getting into fights with the neighbors.
Actually, when I started boxing, I started getting less fights. When I wasn't boxing, when I was getting fights. When I started boxing, I started understanding that, you know, it's a sport, and understanding how much you hurt that person, and understanding that, you know, just that they're just not. It's not worth fighting, like, on the outside. It's better to get all of it out in the ring. So I started fighting less on the street when I was boxing.
Hey, I have to go back and make up another Santa Claus excuse. All right, man, you have a great Christmas and a safe fight. Hope you do well, man.
Thank you.
Okay, be well.